This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf.
And I'm Marshall Terry. A new cartoon on Fox follows the misadventures of the Harts, a blue-collar North Carolina family struggling to get by. It's called Bless the Harts. In this scene, the family is going through a fast food drive-thru.
Welcome to Biscuit Town, population. All the biscuits you can eat. What can I get for y'all today?
I'll have a 12 biscuit bonanza.
Oh, get me some cheese grits.
I will have biscuits and gravy with a side biscuit and a side of gravy.
The show was created by Emily Spivey, whose writing credits include Saturday Night Live and Mad TV. She was born in Statesville and grew up in High Point and drew on her upbringing as inspiration for the show. Spivey joins us now from her home in L.A. So I have to ask, did you go through the drive-thru to get biscuits and gravy a lot growing up?
Oh my gosh, yes. I just went through the drive-thru last week because I was home all the last couple of weeks. And then my sister, who actually, she's a Methodist minister in Statesville, Amy Spivey, we were in Asheville and went to a biscuit place there, and we were reading the menu aloud and laughing so hard we caught ourselves because it was just like the intro of the show.
So did you grow up in a family like the Harts?
Well, yes, pretty much. I mean, the Harts and everyone on Bless the Harts is sort of an amalgam of lots of different people I grew up with in the triad. And hopefully it comes off as a love letter to that area. Like when people watch it, I really want people to feel North Carolina and the authenticity we've tried to pump into the show.
It's set in the fictional Greenpoint, North Carolina. So is that your take on High Point?
High Point and Greensboro, yes.
Okay. What makes North Carolina such a good setting for a show?
No, I mean, I think growing up, I was always fascinated with everyone around me. I just found the people to be so humorous and soulful, and it's just right. Like, I grew up so middle class, and I mean that in the best kind of way. Like, it was just people just working hard and keeping their heads down and going to church, and I think it's no mystery why at the Andy Griffith Show is so iconic. I just think that Andy Griffith was really honing in on the same stuff that I enjoyed about growing up in North Carolina, which is just the sweet soulfulness and the funny people and the storytelling. And I hope that comes through.
Yeah. And like you're talking about some of the things that you remember most about growing up in North Carolina. How would viewers see that in the show?
I try to include a lot of authenticity about place, meaning like you will see the Jamestown Bridge. We do a whole episode about Lydia, the Jamestown hitchhiking ghost.
And if ever someone picks her up, she disappears.
Stop telling that story, Violet Elizabeth. I'm scared of ghosts. I hate ghosts.
And then, of course, you'll see an amalgam of Bojangles and Ms. Winners in Biscuit Town. And I tried to really make sure that the feckin' sort of green kudzu and green trees and just the lilies of the valley and all that stuff is really infused in the backgrounds. And so I just really wanted it to be as specific as possible so that it comes off as authentic. Because I really want people to be laughing with these characters and not at them, because it's a love letter to literally everyone I grew up with. I'm the most homesick gal that ever lived. I've been away from home for so long now, but it's all I think about is getting back there.
What do you miss the most?
I miss the people. I miss the seasons. I miss the green. You know, when you live in L.A., I mean, the parts of L.A. are very pretty, but it's just not the same. It's not the green. It's not the cicadas and the humidity and the tree frogs and the crickets. Like, I just love every aspect of it.
And your show airs right after The Simpsons. I imagine that's kind of an honor on one hand, but I don't know, daunting on the other?
Oh, gosh, yes. That's it. It is the biggest honor. Like, I never in my wildest dreams thought I would ever have a time slot like that. But it is, like, a tremendous amount of pressure. People are so passionate about that night of animation. You know, I just want people to love my show as they get to love it as much as they love those other wonderful shows that are on that Sunday night.
Emily Spivey, creator of Bless the Harts, thank you for taking the time.
Of course, thank you so much.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.